We see that Tom Brady is obviously a great quarterback. He has a lot of options throwing the ball. Great tight end, Gronkowski, if he comes back. We just got to play discipline and play for four quarters.
Obviously, they had their first couple catches from tight ends in their last game, but Gronkowski hasn't played.
Yeah.
Does that mean you guys have already looked at some film of last year?
Oh, yeah, we've definitely looked at some film from last year, anticipating that he will play, you know. But if he doesn't, then we just got to cover up the other two tight ends that they do use.
You guys are facing a New England team that is probably one of the best in the league at making adjustments on the fly, scrapping game plans if they're not working. And you guys are struggling a little bit with your adjustments right now. What's going to give?
I mean, we just got to play discipline, you know. Anticipate everything and watch film on everything that they do and anticipate it happening prior before it happens.
What do you anticipate that they're going to present with you on Sunday?
Tempo, you know, they speed it up at times, you know, and then they slow it down at times. We've got to anticipate when they're going to hurry up and get the call quick and get our communications down.
How big is it for you guys to be? You talked about discipline. They throw a lot of underneath routes and have slot guys kind of work against some running backs, some linebackers. Your thoughts on how you guys have to be disciplined in one-on-one matchups?
I mean, being disciplined in one-on-one matchup is a big thing. You know, we got to be able to hold our own as individuals, you know, and everything will work out fine for us.
Josh, you've been playing like you've been at this for 5 years. Has anything surprised you yet about playing in the NFL?
At first, you know, the speed of the game is a little bit surprising, but I mean, after a while, after a certain amount of games, they all change. You get the hang of it, you know. So that's mainly the first thing.
It hadn't been perfect for the New England Patriots this year in terms of missing some of their receivers and Tom Brady throwing interceptions in the red zone. Does Smitty point out some of those plays and just show that his team's beatable?
He hasn't pointed them out, but, you know, that's our responsibility to watch film and look at some of the mistakes that he makes and anticipate that happening during the game.